Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The scripture is plain that God hates all sin. Yet these particular sins are so detestable in the Lord's sight that they're called an abomination or a foul odor unto him. Number one is a proud look. When we're lifted up in our own minds and consider that the things which we possess or have become are the result of our own endeavor. Paul said, "For who maketh thee to differ from another, and what hast thou that thou didst not receive?" Number two is a lying tongue. A lying tongue often follows a proud look. If we cannot honestly examine our own selves, we are apt to speak words which are hurtful and destructive. When we depart from truth, we are surely on the pathway that leads to destruction. Number three, hands that shed innocent blood. It is not simply the taking of human life that is hated by God, but the slaying of the innocent is that which is a foul odor in his sight. Some people, by their actions, deserve to die immediately. Number four, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations. The thought of a man's heart is often on sin, and iniquity waits to spread its trap upon them. Yet when we dwell on these sinful thoughts and devise plans to carry them out, we are acting in a very odious way before God. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Number five, feet that are swift to run to mischief. If entertaining thoughts of sin are odious before God, then the actual committing of those acts is even worse. We are to be circumspect and analyze everything we do. He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly. Number six, a false witness that speaketh lies. As bad as telling lies to benefit ourselves is, telling lies that harm others is even worse. To tell untruths about someone else in order to injure that person's reputation is the same as murder. Number seven, sowing discord among the brethren. We are to love one another with pure hearts fervently. Christ loved his own to the end and laid down his life for them. Do you love the brethren?
Email questions or comments to forthepoor@windstream.net.